1-800-926-0120.
Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we launch into hour number two of the live Saturday edition of the program, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go to Josh in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Josh.
Josh? Yeah, we've got a question for Mark.
Yes, sir.
Mark, in your limited government, like your version of a limited government, would the function of that government be, would one function be to suppress violent mobs and riots?
Sure.
And, Ian, how would you handle this in your, you know, free market society or whatever?
Well, a riot, well, it would be up to the private property owner to decide how to handle it. So presumably he would call his protection agency, and they would come out and take care of it.
What if there's, like, too many people? Like, what if they don't have enough, you know, agents or whatever?
It's a great question. I don't know. I'm not a protection agency guy, so I couldn't really tell you how they would handle a situation like that. They may have interlocking agreements where they can hire in extra people from other agencies at a higher rate if necessary. And who knows what sort of control kind of weapons they could have to neutralize a large crowd. I mean, we certainly know that the government today has sound guns and things like that, heat rays, stuff like that, that can, you know, a small amount of people can control a larger amount of people. So who knows where innovation would take something like that. I don't imagine you'd see too many problems like that. What were you envisioning exactly?
I just want to know your answer to that.
There you go. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Thanks, Josh.
You know, violent mobs are something that are brought up in people's minds when they think about a world without government, as you propose. And it's one of the reasons that I don't propose a world without government.
I propose a world with self-government, not some arbitrary group of individuals calling themselves your rulers. That's all.
I'm with you. I absolutely agree that the government is simply the gang that has been most successful. And nothing more.
Yeah, but they're the big scary mob, in my opinion.
But at the same time, people find it difficult to imagine how roads would exist without government. Now,
I understand.
It's laughable. It really is laughable that people imagine that roads wouldn't get paved or wouldn't get, they wouldn't be right of ways and thoroughfares for roads, which people have always had, and certainly kings weren't paving roads. It was just people going along and doing them. And even in California, the proof is that, they've managed. They've turned over some medians and some areas to private enterprise, which has made private roads, which have been very successful.
Early this week, we had a real-life example of a town of 4,500 here in America. I believe it was in Minnesota, and shame on me for not remembering the name of the town. I absolutely should, so I can cite it on the air in the future. But this little town was 100% privately owned roads, where the property owners own 50% of the road out in front of their house, right up into the middle of the road across the street from the other guy. So it works.
The fact is that the same is true with privatized fire departments. There's a place in New Jersey, Mount Vernon, New Jersey, called Hardy Township, which has a private fire department.
The real deal, where it's like they're actually self-funding, or is it all volunteer funded? As far as, like, are the guys volunteer firefighters, or are they getting a paycheck to fight fires?
They get a stipend, but not much.
Okay.
And that's the way it goes in most small communities, that the fire department doesn't get much. But
I'd like to see those guys get paid well. I mean, they're doing a pretty valuable service. I would like
the
to
only way
paid.
For that to ever happen is, for it to be privatized, be a private organization and the people get paid well, is if they're not competing against coercively funded public fire department.
Let's continue with your calls. Go to Greg in Tampa, listening on WFLA. Hello, Greg. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys? This is the first time I've heard your show, so I'm going to make sure I go on the internet and find out a little bit more about you.
Welcome aboard, sir.
I think indirectly, and I know this will probably stir up a lot of controversy, not that I care, of course, but indirectly, prostitution has become legal because no one wants to recognize the 14th Amendment for equal protection when guys are forced to take care of children they didn't want to have. when you give a woman the entirety of the right. Say again.
But this is the paternity issue, and I totally agree. Look, a man's choice of conception, choice of whether or not he wants to have a child, ends at the moment of ejaculation. Whereas a woman's choice of as to whether or not she wants to have a child ends about 4 months into the pregnancy, and that's a disparity in our legal system. It does not look at the genders equally, and I think it's wrong.
What's that have to do with prostitution? I'm sorry, I missed the connection.
See, with a free institution, if the free institution were in place, they would just recognize laws that are already in place. There's
I'm
no
sorry.
Protection.
I must be missing the point.
Right, he's asking what it has
what
to do,
it has to do with prostitution.
Well, that is a prostitution. I'm paying, and in fact, you're paying for it long after you're no longer getting it. You're not even getting the service what you're paying for. Because in a case like that, the agreement could have been sex. She can lie and make you pay for sex that you're no longer getting. So in essence, she did prostitute herself to get money. And to say that these women are not having kids in many cases as income supplement is ridiculous.
I see where you're coming from. You're saying that many of these sort of gold-digging women that might want to simply use a man in order to get her pregnant so she can lock him into some sort of legal agreement where he has to make payments for the rest of, you know, the next 18 years is essentially, you're equating that to a sort of a prostitution-like situation. It's an interesting analogy.
At $500 a month, aren't you at $500 a month, aren't you at $151,000 over 18 years?
Yeah, you should be getting a lot more for that money. There's no doubt about it. And I thank you for the call tonight, sir. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I mean, isn't it – there's nothing wrong with trading money for sexual services. Is there something wrong with going, as I said earlier, and buying a bunch of drinks for a lady or taking her out to a nice dinner in the hopes that she'll, you know, jump your bones later on? I mean, why is that somehow better than laying down $100? Can someone explain that to me, the difference there? Because it seems very subtle to me. If there is a difference, I'm having a difficult time picking
it up. I've asked this question, you know, when it comes up and you talk to women, women generally won't call in and voice what their disagreements with it are. Usually men don't disagree with prostitution being legal because they understand it's a commodity that they, you know, that some guys are going to want, and the fact is that they're going to exchange in it. It's my opinion. Here we go. Sexist comment, everybody. Tune in. Sexist comment. There's a half of the population is able to use a commodity that God gave them in order to control, to some extent, the other half of the population. If you legalize prostitution, that commodity decreases in value because it increases in availability.
That's an interesting observation, Mark. So what you're suggesting there is the ladies that are out there claiming to be anti-prostitution are anti-prostitution because they understand that in the current situation with a guy that maybe isn't willing to go out and actually find a prostitute.
Right. I risk arrest.
Right.
I risk certainly a great deal of rejection if I walk around with $200 in my pocket and just talk to random women. Hey, can I have sex with you for $200?
So they know. Whether they know it explicitly or they know it sort of inherently, they know that because you're going to have a tough time finding a prostitute because it's illegal and you don't want to take that risk, that in order to get your rocks off, so to speak, they know that you're going to have to lavish them with gifts and take them out to dinners and do things like that, and then it's still ultimately up to them as to whether or not to let you in.
Well, it's not just that, but once you're inside the marriage, I mean, you know, it's difficult to be nice on a day.
Oh, we were talking about marriages? I was talking about just
I'm
dating.
Talking about it all.
Okay.
I'm talking about half of the population has a commodity that the other half desperately wants. And if you legalize prostitution, the value of that commodity decreases because it increases in availability. That's
I think
all.
It's an interesting observation.
And so, you know, I mean, the wives out there, they think, to some extent, wow, I'd have to be nicer to my husband on a regular basis. And, you know, it's not easy to be nice all the time. I agree.
1-800-259-9231. Of course, the door would swing both ways, Mark.
It would change the dynamic of marriage.
The door would swing both ways in that certainly ladies would be free to go out and engage, you know, hire a male prostitute, though that's very rare.
I don't suspect that there's any need for that.
It's very rare. Usually
it does happen.
Usually it's men that are hiring the male prostitutes, but...
It does happen.
Yeah, 800-259-9231. Jason's on the line in Michigan. Mike in Palm Harbor, you can bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves. Toll toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224. 800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TBOTECH.com.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, it's your show. You can bring up what you want. The live Saturday edition, toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. www.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company or you know, sort of like the decision maker in a company, I want you to think about your accounts receivable for a minute. It's not a pleasant thing to think about, but I have a company that does collections in a whole new way. They are the biggest sponsor of the show. They do collections, early out billing, and they take charged off receivables. And you can find out more about them at their banner at freetalklive.com. It's SACL CAI. That's SACL CAI, and find out more at their banner at freetalklive.com. Thanks
very
much.
We continue here with your calls. Jason is on the line in Michigan listening to WTKG. Hello, Jason.
Hi.
What's on your mind tonight? What's on your mind tonight, Jason?
Hi. I just wanted to add this question. If you don't like it here, why don't you just leave kind of thing?
Yeah,
it really emphasizes why pro-liberty people should oppose the formation of international governing bodies like the United Nations, because it's better to have...
I don't know of a single pro-liberty person who's in favor of international governing bodies.
Well, I mean, I just wanted to point out that, like, having many smaller governments as opposed to one bigger centralized one allows you to move to different places if you want a liberty that isn't available in the place you live, you can move to other places.
It's one of the reasons why I chose to move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, simply because it was a little bit freer here, and I also knew that there were dozens, if not now hundreds, and soon thousands of other liberty-loving activists moving here as well. So I understood that in the future it would be even more free. So yes, I agree with you. Centralization is dangerous. It's the enemy of liberty, and decentralization is certainly the friend of liberty. No doubt about it.
Well, see, here's the thing, though. I mean, seems like I know a lot of, I'll say, left-leaning libertarians who kind of like the organizations like the United Nations and
things
like that.
I can hardly imagine.
I don't see how you could like the United Nations and call yourself a libertarian.
Well, they say that having the UN reduces the risk of war or something.
Ludicrous.
Like that.
Well,
I think that
there's a purpose for an organization where countries get together to discuss their problems in an open forum. I don't think the UN fills that bill, but perhaps it has filled it one time in the last 50 years that it's existed. But to think that the UN's, you know what? I didn't elect Boutros Ghali. I didn't even get an opportunity to vote for the president of the U.N.
I didn't elect the people in Washington, D.C. I don't even want them to be
around. At the very least, you had the opportunity to cast a vote for the person who is in that sleep.
So?
It beats the hell out of not having the opportunity to cast a vote.
It doesn't beat the hell out of much, I'll tell you that. It's awful what they do in Washington, D.C., and I don't think those people really understand liberty if they're in favor of the U.N. I mean, at least if they're in favor of it having some sort of so-called authority over others. If it's just people, like you say, Mark, hanging out, talking, okay, that's fine, but that's not what they're talking about. They are ruling over others and setting rules for others' lives, and there's nothing liberty-oriented about that in any way, shape, or form. And in fact, I don't have the story in front of me, but at some point we'll get to it, I'm sure, about the incredible levels of corruption, not just within the UN governing body itself, but also the UN soldiers when they go in on their so-called peacekeeping missions. Turns out they're molesting kids and stuff like that. It's sick, dude. And they do it, and they get away with it. There's absolutely no they have no liability for the awful things that they do. There's absolutely nothing that I can imagine any liberty-oriented person could like about the UN. So I question your friend's libertarian credentials.
Well, like I said, they're kind of left libertarians.
Well, I don't even really know what a left or right libertarian is. It seems to me that you're either in favor of liberty, in that you believe other people should be able to live their lives how they want, and you're willing to allow people to make choices that you might disagree with, so long as they aren't hurting somebody else. That's what it's all about to me. I don't see how that's left or right. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We continue, and we go to Mike listening in Palm Harbor on WFLA. Hello, Mike. Mike,
hello there.
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
I'd like you to address, I think, what I view as an inherent conflict in our democracy. You have elected official politicians who essentially get elected by saying to the public, I will take money from this person, and give it to the people B, C, and D. And because he's promising to give money to the people B, C, and D, he's going to get three votes.
That is the problem with democracy, isn't it?
it is a huge problem, and I don't know how to rectify that. I like democracy.
Easy.
I like.
Why do you like democracy? Let's slow down real quick. Let's take it real slow here. Do you like democracy because you were told when you were growing up that it's the best system?
No, I like democracy because it's probably the closest we have to having liberty, but living in a collective group and everyone has a vote. Now, there's some things about it I don't like, believe me. And
The whole mob rule thing? Like the two wolves and a sheep deciding on dinner? Like 51% of the people ruling over the other 49%?
I think democracy beats having a king, perhaps. But it, you know, when it really comes down to it, it's just 51% of the people telling 49% of the people to go jump in a lake.
Right. It doesn't have any legitimacy whatsoever, and it is not in any way a moral system. It is not the right way to do things. It's just, you know, the best political system. But that's like saying we've got the best cancer.
Gentlemen, I'm sympathetic to libertarianism, but I have to admit, if you take your argument to its logical conclusion, we would not have a society. You
what does
cannot
that mean?
Live in a society unless people say, all right, listen, I'm going to throw my hat in with your hat, and this is the way we're going to collectively rule each other, or all of us. And so consequently, there's prices to be paid for living in a society where people come together.
Well, okay, slow down a second there. Slow down one moment. A society is a voluntary association of individuals united together for a common purpose. So there's no reason why that you couldn't have your own society with whatever rules you wanted to have as long as everyone was consenting to it. What would be wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that's not the real world. And if you listen to what you said, you go to the logical conclusion and it cannot work. No man is an island. We live with other folks. You could say, okay, I want to leave this society. I want to create the nation of might here in beautiful Palm Harbor, Florida.
Yeah.
But you know what? My rest of my neighbors are going to say, well, listen, if you'd like to do that, that sounds fine. Go get your water somewhere else. Go get your electricity somewhere else. And by the way, you can't drive on our roads because we're paying for that. And
I don't think anybody ever said,
Mike, before you go on, you know, neither you nor your neighbors decided that you were going to pay for the roads. That was just not an option. You know, some organization came along, called itself Palm Harbor, and said, yeah, these roads are ours. They didn't even pay for it, for God's sake. They just set themselves up and took them and paved them, and now you've got to pay to maintain them. But I would say that, yeah, you can provide your own electricity and you can provide your own water. You'll be just fine in doing that if you had to do it. But, you know, when it comes to these roads things, how did the town get the right to the roads?
If you want to answer that, hang on, Mike. We'll bring it back for an opportunity there. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm not advocating every man for themselves. I'm advocating that you be able to choose voluntarily who you associate with based on whatever factors you want to, and that others shouldn't be able to rule over you. It's Free Talk Live.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improved circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at braintuner.com. That's braintuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. If you like the show, want to help Free Talk Live out, then become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. It's for as little as $3 a month. You can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country and introduce new internet listeners to the program. Plus, you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Go and get all the details and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Mike in Palm Harbor dropped off the line, but just a few more comments and we'll continue with your calls. He was talking about how he's sympathetic to the libertarian ideals, but if you take it to the logical, to its logical ends, then society will be destroyed. We won't be able to have roads, and we won't be able to have water, and we won't be able to have electricity. And wait, whoa, slow down one moment there. I'm not talking about everybody just becoming an island unto themselves. We have to interact with one another. We have an economy where there's this wonderful division of labor, where I can focus on one thing and be a radio talk show host, but that means that I also don't know anything about fixing my car, and I don't know anything about how to, you know, plant food and go hunting and do all the things I would need to do if I were to be an island of my own. So I need to interact with other people, and I do on a daily basis.
Right,
when I go and buy products and services, I don't have to agree with 51% of my neighbors to be able to buy water. I don't have to agree with 51% of my neighbors to be able to buy electricity or
right,
to build
assume,
a road.
To assume that you need to have a government in order to purchase water or electricity is absolutely ludicrous. It's like saying you need to have a government in order to purchase fire protection services,
yeah,
when in fact in these United States right here we have fire departments that are completely private. We have trash collection that's completely private in some communities. In some communities you have the choice of which electrical company you want to use.
That's a mind blower.
Yeah, you have the choice as to whether you want cable, which is a government-protected monopoly, or you can have Dish Network, and you can choose between a few different networks there. Yep. Choices in the marketplace are a good thing.
And they're abundant.
And they are.
And in the absence of government regulation, at least.
Now, I don't think that the libertarian ideals are only about, no government. There's certainly small government libertarians, and I'm one of them. I think that, you should leave alone the third rails of libertarian politics, which are cops and roads and things like that.
Yeah, but we never do.
No, we don't. But because it's interesting to people. People want to
talk about them. Well, we should talk about these things because they aren't talked about anywhere else. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Paul, calling from our hometown of Sarasota, listening on WFLA. Hello, Paul.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Hey.
Doing well, sir.
Welcome to the program. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, I wanted to tell you, I've seen you all evolve, and I think it's fantastic. On 1490 AM in Bradenton, I was a co-host on a show, and your show was played on a daily basis afterwards, Monday through Friday. I thought it was great, but here is my concern.
Okay.
My concern is that I'm hoping that you gentlemen are willing, as you evolve and you get, right now you have a contract with stations that are going to take you to places you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep in mind what the people want and what the people's needs are as you move forward.
Well, who are the people you're talking about?
I'm talking about when you take a look at each individual situation and every conversation you have on a daily basis, that you look at what the people need and what the corporations need, find a happy medium, because that's rare in politics. And you gentlemen seem to have found that happy medium to where you're looking at both sides, and I'm asking you to please stay there. Don't just go one way or the other.
Right.
Well, I can tell you that I've never tried to please anybody but the people that appreciate what I'm doing. I don't change the way I do my program necessarily because of what one person thinks versus what another person thinks. So I've always done this show as the show that I want to listen to. And I am a listener of this show. I listen to every single episode after it airs. So I do the show I want to listen to, and the simple presumption is that, if I want to listen to it, then there must be other people that want to listen to it out there, and turns out that's the truth. Thanks, Paul, for the call.
Well, you're absolutely right.
Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
You know, when it comes to, I think what Paul's pointing out is that, it's often the people on the left that don't like corporations, and it's often people on the right that don't want to help people. That's the bad sort of PR that goes behind it. But in fact, it's the government that's used by, say Democrats in order to help the poor or fund the libraries or whatever it is, great social program the Democrats are coming up with. And it's the government that's used by the Republicans in order to, fight a war for oil and all these other things. It's the government. The government is a tool. The government is, it's like a big gun. It's a weapon to be used against the people you don't like.
I don't know if he was even talking about government, Mark. I mean, you're making great points.
I think he was.
I thought he was talking about having a show that balances the desires of its listeners versus the desires of the corporate entities that might happen to be involved with it as radio stations or as advertisers or whatever.
Perhaps.
And
I've never thought about what it is. I don't spend much time thinking about, what it is the radio stations want. I want to entertain people. The radio stations want listeners.
Right. I mean, it's really simple. I do a show that I think I want to listen to, presuming that others want to listen to it as well. Turns out they do. Therefore, they're entertained. That's what the radio stations want, the corporations. I'm presuming that's what he was talking about. The radio stations want listeners that want to listen, and that's what the advertisers want, is listeners. So as long as I make the listeners happy, all of the other stuff kind of flows from that. Let's continue and talk to Stephen in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live, Stephen.
Howdy.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, thinking about guns. A lot. There's a lot of discussions going on. And I used to be, as I've pointed out before, a Bill Clinton supporter, liberal Democrat type back in the early 90s. By the time 95, 96 rolled around, I was disappointed enough with Clinton to vote for Nader, really isn't that much of an improvement. But I remember trying on, as you might try on, like, something that you don't normally wear, like a like, let's say you don't normally wear a turtleneck, right? But you think, yeah, maybe I'll try this turtleneck on, see how it feels. I remember trying on the gun grabber garb, because I thought that's what you had to do to be a good liberal. I thought you had to, you know, fall in line, right down the line of what they believe, you know? You're pro-choice, you believe in welfare and all these things, and plus you have to believe in taking people's guns as well, you know, for the good of society, of course. And I got in one debate about it, and actually I trounced the guy, but only because I'm a pretty good debater. It wasn't right. You see what I mean? And I was just trying to kind of let you know how, I don't know, how I used to think back when I was a gun grabber. I used to think that, well, if there's less guns out there, there would be less crime. It's for the children and all that.
You know, it makes sense. I mean, when you look at it just on its surface, when you look at that point on its surface, you say, well, yeah, less guns, less crime. Sure, it makes sense. But it's not true, it turns out.
Right.
And you already know this, obviously, but I'm saying it for the benefit of those who might not know. It turns out that more guns in the hands of good people means that there's less crime. And the statistics bear it out every single time. The places in this country and around the world with the most severe gun restrictions are inevitably always the places that have the highest incidence of gun and violent crime. I mean,
yeah, that's right. Well, and this point was rammed home to me here just recently. I have a friend who's a Marine. In fact, he just left for Iraq, and I went to his house, and he's just kind of getting really settled in this house, and so he's really, you know, starting to pull stuff out of boxes. And we went to his house for his going away party, and there's all this stuff. Now, I work with machinery. I work with a lot of tools and a lot of machinery, bench equipment and things like that.
Okay.
But there's stuff that I did not recognize, and I said, what's all this stuff for, David? And he said, oh, I make my own bullets. He makes his own bullets.
Yeah, you can't prohibit guns. You can't prohibit
drugs.
How are
you ever going to get the millions of shotguns out of the hands of Americans?
You can make your own guns. You can make your own guns, too. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate hearing from you. You can't prohibit guns. You can't prohibit drugs. You can't prohibit prostitution. Prohibition doesn't work.
In England, they're robbing each other with knives now. So it just doesn't make a
difference. Wait, there's a prohibition on knives over there.
Well, sorry.
Didn't stop it, huh? How about that? More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protecta Fuel System Treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1. Or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney. Finalized a contract in London and demoed our new product in Boston. Online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WebEx.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
It's no secret that for the past 7 years, the Balance Bracelet has been one of the hottest products around. You've seen the Balance Bracelet on the wrists of golf professionals, athletes, and people from all walks of life. The Balance Bracelet not only looks good, it performs beyond most people's expectations. Many people say that it gives them a whole new outlook on life. Ask someone who wears one, or better yet, try one for yourself. The silver band with gold terminals is still the most popular and a bestseller. The Balance Bracelet has no magnets, but is ionized in such a way that wearers are so delighted they refuse to ever take theirs off. We're so confident that it comes with a lifetime guarantee. If you ever have a problem with your bracelet, we will replace it or repair it. Call 800-224-8912. That's 800-224-8912. Or go to balancebracelet.com and use coupon code GCN and receive a 5% discount. Balancebracelet.com. Look good. Feel great. Offer not available in California.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us, including the wiki. Got over 1,700 pages that were created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. So go to wiki.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Well, now you can purchase knobs, pulls, and faucets at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Internobs.com. Save 10% on your order if you use the code FTL at checkout. That's internobs.com, internobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at internobs.com. Our number here again is 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls about what you want. It's Lou, listening to WFTL in Florida. Hello, Lou.
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, what's
your mind? I don't want to embarrass you, but I think it was Ian. Ian, did you say that you prostituted yourself when you were 10 years old?
Yeah, well, I mean, if that's what you want to call it, I was doing something of a sexual nature in return for...
Was that a
for...
woman or a man that...
It was a next-door neighbor. He was probably around 16, maybe 17, something like that.
All right. You have the right. A 10-year-old does not have the free will to make that type of decision.
Oh, but I did, sir.
Yeah,
I
but you have the right. If this kid is still alive... You have the right to have him arrested.
You know what? I actually ran into.
Wait, couldn't the kid say the same thing though?
You solicited him, or he solicited you?
Oh, somebody. It matters who asked.
Oh, it was a mutual thing. I mean, I don't really remember the details, Lou. It was a long time ago, but
very important because a 10-year-old kid does not have the mental capacity.
I mean, how do you know what I have the capacity to do? How can you say from where you are what I was able to do at age 10? I made it very clear that I knew exactly what it was I was doing. You're just saying I'm just BSing you, Lou? You think I'm just full of it?
I think it screwed up your head a little bit. No, I'm not being facetious. I really think a kid at 10 years old does not have the mental capacity to make that type of decision.
But, Lou, I understand where you're coming from. The 10-year-olds shouldn't be making those decisions, but sometimes 10-year-olds do, and they often make them with other 10-year-olds. Who should we put in jail?
If you're talking about a 10 and a 10?
Listen, I could understand if you were playing doctor with a 10-year-old girl, but this was a guy.
What if it was a 10-year-old guy? Should they both go to jail then? Two 10-year-old boys?
Listen, a 16-year-old compared to a 10-year-old, that's a big difference in age.
It's a heck of a stretch. Now, I want you to answer the question on this one, Lou, what is the stretch? What if it was a 12-year-old and a 10-year-old? A 13-year-old and a 10-year-old?
Anyone under puberty has no right to have any type of sexual contact.
They're doing it.
Especially for money.
They're doing it, Lou. What are you going to do about it? They're doing it.
What?
They're doing it.
Yeah, but I'm saying he has the right to have him arrested. Is he still alive, that guy?
Why would I want to do something like that, Lou? I'm not a violent sicko.
He took advantage of you.
Well, that's what some people would say, like you,
listen,
Lou. But I say, I made the choice. I say, I knew exactly what I was doing. You're actually insulting me at this point, Lou. You're saying that I'm...
Listen, he took advantage of you. You're not a homosexual, are you?
I am very comfortable with my sexuality.
I
have a very lovely girlfriend. But what? Look,
are you a
Lou,
bisexual? Listen, Lou, I just want to know. Are you a bisexual?
How do you answer that question? I mean, if I
what
have,
how do you answer it? It's yes or no.
If I engaged in oral sex at the age of 10, but I
are
haven't done
bisexual?
It since then, Lou,
listen,
calm down for just a moment. I'm going to ask you a question to clarify your question. You're asking me, as a 27-year-old man, if I am a bisexual. The last time I ever had any sort of encounter with another man, I was 10 years old.
That's right. So he took advantage of you.
No, sir. He didn't take advantage of me.
He corrupted you morally.
No, sir. It was my choice to climb out of my window at night. It was my choice to climb into his window. It was my choice, Lou. It was my choice to take my pants off and get into his bed. It was all my choice, Lou.
Listen to me. Ian, you do not have the right at the age of 10 to make that decision.
Don't you dare tell me what I can and can't do, Lou.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know you're telling me that. And you're flipping wrong, dude.
Listen, he took advantage of you. You should get on the phone.
You know what, Lou? I actually ran into the guy like a decade later.
You should have him arrested.
I was working at a radio station down there in Sarasota. We went to one of those car remotes. You always hear them on the weekend. We're out here.
Hey, everybody, we're out here with these balloons and then
wait.
Calm down, Lou. I'm going to tell you the story, and then you can comment. So I ran into the guy. It was a decade later, and we had a nice little conversation. Of course, we didn't mention anything about what happened 10 years ago, but I would never have considered at the time nor today in any way reporting him or turning him in. That certainly wouldn't make his life any better. And it wouldn't make me any more whole, Lou. You don't make yourself whole by getting vengeance on somebody
that. He molested you. You don't even realize, Lou.
You don't understand what molestation is. Molestation is unwanted sexual advances. I consented. I know you don't believe that's possible, but you're wrong because I know me better than you know me, Lou.
Listen, sir, I'm being very polite. According to the laws of religious law and natural law, what he did to you was unnatural and it wasn't right.
Was it unnatural, Lou?
Yes, it was unnatural.
Would it have been unnatural? Just one moment. Would it have been unnatural had I been a 13-year-old female and he had been a 19-year-old male? Would that have been unnatural?
It would be less problematic, but it still would be problematic.
Are you a homophobe, Lou?
I'm not a homophobe. I just think it's unnatural.
Are you suggesting that that homosexuality is unnatural, Lou?
It is.
Oh, really? Well, I'm going to have to beg to differ with you on that one, because there's plenty of evidence in nature for homosexuality. Lots of animals engage
especially with a 10-year-old kid, and it really angers me, and I think you should do something about it.
Oh, boo-hoo, Lou. Why don't you go cry tonight? Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Because
I wish you would have answered the question as to what's the age range. I mean, if two 10-year-old boys are playing doctor with each other, and he was specific that he said it was okay for a boy and a girl to play doctor, which did happen to me when I was that age, but I was maybe two and a half, three years older than that girl. Am I a molester? She was the one trying to take my pants off. Should she go to jail?
You know, people like Lou, they get all upset over things like this when they don't, they're not even apprised of the facts. And you try to tell them the facts, and it just, it, since it doesn't fit with their worldview,
right.
It doesn't fit with their core belief system, it's just, it can't be possibly true that I could right. have possibly have known what I was doing at that
Children
age.
Who are engaged in sex with somebody who is older are being manipulated. That's one of them. And, you know, sometimes that's, you know, sometimes that's true.
Absolutely. There's
and
no
sometimes
doubt.
Sometimes it's not.
There's no doubt that it could certainly be true. In my case, it wasn't. I knew what I was doing, and I knew what I was doing it for.
I tell you, I'd be embarrassed as hell to talk about that stuff on the radio.
Yeah, well, you know, you've got to talk, you've got to be open, and you've got to be honest. And I think in this line of work, I mean, it's not a show where we talk a lot about ourselves, Mark. But when it's relevant, yeah. when the topic comes up and it's relevant, I'm going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's continue and talk to Bob in Tennessee, listening on WBCR. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
Well, I'm not going to totally agree with your last caller, but I'm going to agree with this. A 10-year-old kid is not responsible. He's not worldly. He has enough, not enough knowledge to make those kind of decisions, whether it's a male with a girl. Or a girl with a male, or a male with a male.
Generally, sir, I agree with you. Generally, I agree with you, but there are exceptions to that.
What's the age stretch? This is something I can't get answered here. You know, 10 and 16 to me, it sounds like a big stretch, and I don't like the scenario.
I can't put it on the month or the day, but
yeah.
I'll tell you one thing: 10 years old. No, that's a child.
Are you saying?
I agree, but what if it was with another 10-year-old? Then what are you going to do?
I don't think it. 2 10-year-olds should be making those.
They shouldn't be, but how do you? The only way you can stop them is by throwing them in some kind of state
school,
right?
Yeah.
Well, I regret what happened to you. I think maybe.
But don't feel bad for me, man. I don't need anybody's pity. I don't need anybody's regret or anything like that. My life is great. I have a beautiful young lady that I live with. I've got a great radio show. I've got a house, and my life is fantastic. There's nothing to regret. I have no regrets. Please don't have any for me.
I'm happy for you. You overcame something that happened to you in your childhood, and that's great.
It wasn't really anything I had to overcome.
Did you ever feel like you were overcoming anything, Ian?
No, I mean, I certainly, as I got older and I started to hear about kids getting, you know, molested and all that, obviously I thought about what had happened to me, and I realized that wasn't a molestation, that I don't have anything to get over because I had made those choices all along the way. They were all choices I made, and I don't regret any of them. Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Who knows? Maybe it made me more sexually open. Maybe it had a positive effect. You know, maybe it made me more comfortable with my sexuality.
I wouldn't want to try this kind of experiment with all the 10-year-olds to see if it's good for them or not.
I don't want to experiment with any 10-year-olds. I can tell you that. Hour 3 is coming up. Your calls, Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor.